Title: Framework for Call and Response RIF with Automation First Workflow Enabled in Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. All right, let's build a proper Jungle Call and Response RIF framework in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the advanced way, automation first. The whole mindset shift is this: we're not going to write a RIF and then try to make it interesting with movement. We're going to design the movement first, like we're writing a mixer and FX on hardware, and then we'll choose notes that naturally fit that motion. That's a big part of why classic jungle feels alive. It's not only the notes, it's the way the sound changes over time. By the end, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar drop ready loop with a clear call, a clear response, automation that feels intentional, and a structure you can reuse in other tunes. Step 0, set up the session like a jungle producer. Put your tempo somewhere between 160 and 174. I'm going to suggest 168 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for that old school role without feeling too modern and rigid. Keep it 4/4. And here's a habit that will change your workflow: hit early. Get into automation view early. If you're waiting until the end to automate, you're basically choosing to make the RIF static and then trying to rescue it later. Now step 1 is the core idea: routing for automation first composition. We're going to build 3 return tracks that act like your dub desk and abuse stations. Return A is dub delay. Drop echo on it. Try a dotted eighth or a quarter note. Feedback around 35 to 55%. High pass the delay so it doesn't clutter the low end, somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Subtle modulation if you want it to wobble a little. Return B is short verb. Hybrid reverb works great. Pick a room or plate vibe. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass it, maybe 300 to 600 Hz. We're not washing out subs, this is punctuation. Return C is smash or crunch. This is your parallel aggression fader. Use roar if you want, or saturator if you want it simpler. Add drum bus after for bite. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Then EQ to tame harshness if you get that 3 to 6K glare. Now create 2 instrument groups, one called call bus, one called response bus. Important detail: you can stack layers inside each group if you want, but the group itself is where the automation lives. That way, when you automate one cutoff, one send, one gain move, everything inside moves together. It's cohesive, and it feels like you're performing a mix, not editing a spreadsheet. Step 2, choose sound sources fast. Classic palette. You've got a few classic pairings. Option A, stab call, bass response. Very old school. Call is a rave or dub stab in simpler or sampler. Response is a resish bass in waveatable or operator. Option B, bass call, stab response. More modern feeling sometimes, but still jungle if you keep the phrasing right. Option C, two stabs, different space. Like bright call with delay throws, darker response filtered and shorter. For speed, stock devices are totally enough. Waveatable for moving bass. Simpler one-shots for stabs, operator for sub-reinforcement. Now step 3, write a rhythm skeleton before you pick notes. This is huge. Jungle is rhythm first. If the rhythm talks, the notes can be simple and it still feels like a hook. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip on the call track. Start with one note only, literally one pitch. Don't overthink it. You're composing pockets. Think in phrases. Bars 1 and 2 establish a call motif, syncopated. Bars 3 and 4 repeat it with a tiny change. Bars 5 and 6 create space so the break can breathe. Bars 7 and 8 do a turnaround, like an extra hit or anticipation into the loop. As you program it, keep reminding yourself, leave gaps where breaks can speak. Jungle is break-led. Now duplicate that clip to response, but shift it so it lands in the gaps. Response often hits late 2, late 4, or offbeats that feel like they answer what the call just said. You're trying to make it a conversation, not two people talking over each other. And here's a coach note. Think in question marks and full stops. The call often feels like it's leaning forward, asking a question. The response is the full stop, the grounding, the resolution. You can write that with rhythm, but you can also write it with automation, which we're about to do. Step 4. Automation first movement. Draw motion before exact notes. Hit a for automation lanes. We'll start with the call group track. Put an auto filter on the call bus. Set it to a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Start the cutoff lower, maybe 400 Hz up to 1.2K, and then open it on key hits up to 4K, 8K, even 10K depending on the sound. Add a bit of resonance, like 0.2 to 0.5, so when it opens it speaks with bite. Now draw an automation pattern that makes musical phrasing. For example, open on the first hit of each 2-bar phrase. then close slightly on repeats. It'll feel like the call is stating itself, then backing off. Next, automate send a your echo throw. Keep it at zero most of the time, then spike it on the last hit of a phrase, like bar 2 beat 4, bar 4 beat 4, bar 8 beat 4. Aim for something like minus 6 dB up to 0 dB if you want it loud. This is the classic jungle trick. You throw the delay into the gap so the delay tail becomes a response even if nothing else plays. Now on the response group, do the opposite. If the call opens up and gets brighter, keep the response darker most of the time. Low pass it around 800 Hz to 2K, and then open it briefly only on the answer hits. And automate send B, short reverb, in little stamps. Not constant. Think punctuation, not bathwater. Key concept check. We're writing the conversation with automation before the melody is even finished. That's why this approach tends to produce riffs that feel arranged, even in a loop. Extra advanced trick using Live 12 mindset. Use modulation as a second layer. Inside auto filter, you can use the envelope amount so each hit has a little pluck movement automatically, while your drawn automation handles the bigger phrase arcs. That means less clutter in your automation lanes, and it still feels animated. Now step 5. Choose notes that match the motion. Pick a jungle-friendly scale. F minor, G minor, A minor are common. And if you want that darker tension, sneak in harmonic minor moments. For the call stab, keep it simple. 1 to 3 notes. If it's a chord stab, try F minor, F, Ab, C, or G minor, G, B, B, D. You don't need jazz here, you need identity. For the response bass, answer with roots and occasional flat 7 or 5th. Keep it functional. Short slides and approach notes can be nasty, but tasteful. Here's a really useful composing rule. When your filter automation opens on a hit, put a strong chord tone there, like the root or 5th. When the filter is closing or darker, that's where you can sneak in a passing note or a little semitone tension without it sounding wrong. The timbre hides the crime. Step 6. Build simple device chains for authentic grit. Still stock focused. On the call bus, a good baseline chain is a Q8 first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the stab isn't fighting the bass. Dip a little around 2.5 to 4K if it hurts. Then saturator in soft clip mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then auto filter, which you're automating. Then utility for width if needed. On the response bus, EQ to keep the fundamentals strong. But don't overboost lows because the kick and break already own that space. Add roar or saturator for mid growl. Auto filter, automated. Then a compressor side-chained from the kick or the break bus, with a release that breathes with the groove. You're not trying to pump like EDM. You're trying to create that subtle duck that makes room for drums. Now step 7. Integrate with breaks, because riffs don't exist alone in jungle. Load a break into simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient. Warp with beats and preserve transient so it stays punchy. Make a 2-bar break loop that keeps the kick and snare anchors intact. Add some ghosts, and has a fill at the end of bar 2 or 4. The break is the lead instrument in jungle, so treat it like it's in charge. Then adjust your riff rhythm so the call avoids stepping on the snare hits, usually beats 2 and 4. And responses often feel great landing just after the snare, because it creates that push-pull. Snare says now, response says after. Pro move, sidechain the call and response slightly from the break bus. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is enough. Too much and it becomes a trick. Subtle is what reads as authentic. Step 8. Arrange the conversation across 8 to 16 bars. Think A and B phrasing. Bars 1 to 4, section A, establish. Call is strong, response is minimal. Automation medium. Bars 5 to 8, A prime, variation. Add one extra response per bar. Increase a couple of echo throws. Add a small pitch dip on the last hit of bar 8, either by note or automation. That's your turnaround. Bars 9 to 12, section B, flip rolls. Now the response becomes more active and the call becomes sparse. Invert the filter behavior. Maybe the call gets darker and the response becomes brighter. This gives you evolution without needing new sounds. Bars 13 to 16, turnaround and payoff. Add a stop time moment for half a bar, or do the classic signal interruption style move. Quickly automate utility gain down, high pass up, and send up. Then hard cut for an eighth or a quarter note. The delay tail becomes the transition. That's very, very jungle. Step 9. Keep automation clean, because advanced projects die from messy lanes. Use group track automation for macro movement. Use clip automation only for local tricks, like one-off pitch drops or a single resonance spike. Another coach rule. One hero lane per group, Everything else supports it. For the call, your hero lane might be cut off, or the echo send. For the response, it might be pitch dips or reverb send. If you automate six lanes aggressively on both, the hook loses readability. The listener can't tell what the character is. Also, don't quantize the conversation. Quantize the anchors. Quantize only the important hits, like the first hit of each two bar phrase. Then manually nudge other notes by 5 to 20 milliseconds early or late. The response in particular often feels better slightly late. That's where the attitude lies. And build a safety mono monitor. Put utility on the master, map a key to fold width to 0, and toggle it while you write. If the hook only works wide, it's not a hook yet. Fix the core first. Now, once the riff works, do the classic jungle workflow move, resample it. Create an audio track called Riff Print. Set input to resampling. Record 16 bars. Now you can do audio first edits that instantly sound like 90s workflow, chops, reverses, tiny fades, pitching down the last slice, or turning a response hit into two or four slices and wrecking just one of them. That ragged texture reads as authentic without adding more notes.